On the citizenship saga, the two major parties haven't come to a resolution despite Malcolm Turnbull and Bill Shorten meeting face-to-face yesterday for 2 hours. The Prime Minister's accused Mr Shorten of not being serious in wanting to find a solution to it, saying the opposition leader brought no alternative ideas or options to that discussion.
He came to the meeting, he did not propose one amendment. He had no detailed comments to make, no changes to make. I sat there with my iPad for 2 hours with him and I could not get him to specify what changes he wanted. He said he had to get more advice. He had to consult someone. I thought he was the leader of the opposition. Anyway, he was there with Penny Wong. Between them, they could not come up with any amendments.
The Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, speaking there on Channel 9. Joining us now, and as you just heard, Penny Wong was at yesterday's meeting. She's Labor's Senate leader and the party's foreign affairs spokeswoman. Senator Wong, good morning. You just heard the Prime Minister. Why didn't Labor bring any suggestions to that meeting?
Good morning to you. And can I just say the petulance that the Prime Minister has demonstrated this morning really is really an embarrassing thing for the office. What we do know from what has occurred over the last 24 hours is this. We know that this is a government falling apart at the seams. We have two different cabinet leaks, which confirm the Prime Minister himself wanted a stronger test than the one he proposed. Now, Labor's position publicly has been very clear, and I articulated our initial response on the day he released his so-called plan. And those were the concerns we brought to the meeting and that Bill has been consistent on. We want, first, stronger disclosure, a disclosure regime which doesn't water down the High Court test. And second, we want a shorter time frame. I mean, the Prime Minister has not explained why he wants a time frame that kicks this down the track. He has not explained why it is so difficult for MPs and senators to disclose on the date that Bill Shorten has proposed, as he said, December the 1st. And the Prime Minister continues to argue either to kick it down the track or to spend an enormous amount of money bringing Parliament back in order to deal with this. Now, there is no reason for that to occur.
Is Labor serious about being bipartisan on this? Does the party want a quick solution? In the eyes of voters, the whole Parliament is under a cloud here and the public regards the whole body politic as a circus.
Look, of course we want an agreement on this. That's why we went to the meeting. That's why we said we would be constructive. That's why we have proposed to the Prime Minister and his office the changes to the regime or the plan that he proposed. But, you know, it is disappointing to see the petulance that's been on display from really a man who I know a lot of Australians used to have a lot of regard for, and now I think he's demonstrating that he's simply diminished and desperate, and that is Mr Turnbull.
Should MPs provide documents showing proof they are not eligible for dual citizenships if their parents are born overseas?
Well, this goes to the point we've been raising, that the original plan that Mr Turnbull released didn't have sufficient details around disclosure. For example, it doesn't include grandparents. And as you know, what we have found out is that there are a range of citizenships which may or may not be inherited from a grandparent. So that is a manifest failure or manifest space, I suppose, omission in the proposal that Mr Turnbull's put forward. But look, let's be clear. Leaving aside the petulance we've seen from Mr Turnbull this morning, we are serious about trying to get an agreement. What we want is a stronger regime, and we also want a time frame that is sensible. I mean, why should Australians pay more money for Parliament to return because Mr Turnbull wants to delay consideration of this, something he has never explained?
Labor has at least three MPs that might have issues here, Susan Lamb, Josh Wilson and Justine Key. What process and legal advice does the party have to check their legality?
Well, and I can say this as someone who's been through this vetting process on a number of occasions. We have a thorough vetting process. We have a vetting process whereby candidates are checked, and we have confidence that that vetting process has ensured that our people are eligible to sit in this parliament.
In Justine Key's case, while she renounced her citizenship before polling day, confirmation, she says, didn't come until after the election, and that didn't happen at the time of nomination, which is the law, she appears to be in breach of the Constitution.
Well, that isn't the case. And there are a whole range of facts in relation to a number of MPs that when the disclosure regime is put in place, I think will be clear. It will be clear that the appropriate steps were taken in accordance with the law to ensure that Labor MPs are eligible to sit in the House. The alternative, can I just make this point? Mr Turnbull wants to try and, you know, start throwing stones at others to desperately avoid scrutiny of his own people, where, to my understanding, there are a number of their people who are simply not saying that they did anything. So they have an issue with potential dual citizenship, but haven't done anything about it. He now wants to criticise Justine and others who actually took appropriate steps. It's a very inverse way of dealing with this.
When will the major parties be able to agree on dates to sort this out?
Well, that's a matter for Mr Turnbull. I mean, we've made clear our position. Bill made it clear again this morning, I understand, in the media, that we're not going to be moving from the December 1st date. And I think that is consistent with what Australians want. Australians want this dealt with. They don't want to have to pay a lot of money for MPs and senators to come back and for the Parliament to sit to suit Mr Turnbull's political timeframe. He hasn't explained why he wants to come back. I can only assume he's worried about making sure that the by-election in New England is resolved before he has the Parliament return so he can shore up his numbers. Well, that's not a good reason to ask Australians to pay many dollars of their own money to deal with his lack of leadership.
Senator Wong, quickly, this new push for a different private member's bill on same-sex marriage, is Labor prepared to look at that or stick with Dean Smith's bill?
Well, we are not prepared to look at another delaying and blocking tactic from the same people who have opposed equality every single step of the way. Let's be very clear, Sabra. If the survey is a yes, Australians are not going to tolerate this group of MPs and senators blocking progress again. The no case, if the no case loses the survey, they need to get over it and they need to get out of the way.
Penny Wong, thank you very much for joining AM this morning.
Good to speak with you.